Community Connections. CBMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections.
Happy Monday, Waterloo Region. It is the 17th of July, 2023. You're listening to CKMS Community Connections. My name is Bob Jonkman. Today we're going to be talking to Mark Higgins of the Canada Teen Jam. But first, we're going to have a bunch of KW content music, music by musicians from Waterloo Region. We start off with No Service. This is Promised Land.
Thank you.
Promised Land, not their most recent single. They've got something new out. I don't think I've got a hold of them yet, but hope to get everybody into the studio at some point for a live on-air in-studio performance. Everybody should do that kind of thing. Let's see, discovered a new musician just recently, Cameron Oakland. Sounds like he's a country music performer. At least that's how I've classified his music, and he's got a bunch more available online and on SoundCloud. So let's listen to his new single called My Happy Place.
It's one of those days where life is a little gray. It's one of those times when all things are two the same. Looking around just gets me down. Blue skies calling my name. I feel like driving somewhere I've never been before. I feel like riding the sunset till I can't ride no more. I've got my hands on the wheel and a smile on my face. I can't get to the phone 'cause I'm in my house.
Decide to come back to me. it does is illuminate your vacancy. Now I serve dinner for one at a table for two, but I leave space in the closet for your clothes and shoes.
Natalia Valencia, who was in the studio with us back in the beginning of June, an unreleased piece of music that she recorded right here in the studio at CKMS FM. If you're a local artist, Waterloo Region, Cambridge, Guelph Townships, Woolwich, Wellesley, Wilmot, North Dumfries, send us an email, office@radiowaterloo.ca, put in the subject line KWCon. That'll catch my attention as KW content. And then we'll invite you into the studio for a live on-air in-studio performance and an interview too, of course. Get your music a little bit better known in the local community. That's what community radio is all about. Let's see, Clarissa Diocno has a new tune out called Any Other Way, and that was released, I think, last week Friday. So here it is.
Sometimes I go mad. It took you to save me. Damn, I was feeling so sad. But then you came around, my heart hit the ground. Feeling lost in the clouds. I don't wanna get out, losing all track of time. Got me out of my mind, got me out of my mind. And I went.
Cause I know what I want, and I got what I need.
Paige Warner. Somebody new who emailed us and gave us some music to play. Before that, we had Clarissa Diakno with her new single. Let's see, what else have we got here? We've got a bunch of new material. Onion Honey has just released a new album called Foul Weather Friends, and on there is a very nice piece that was originally done by Gordon Lightfoot, which is called The Steel Rail Blues, I think. So if I can find that on my list here, then I will play that for you, and we can enjoy the music of Onion Honey.
Ooh.
And I can tell you, Gordon Lightfoot certainly never sounded like that. That's Onion Honey, Steel Rail Blues from the new album, Foul Weather Friends. They're coming into the studio for, hopefully, a live on-air in-studio performance. I think at the end of September, early October, around Thanksgiving Day. I think maybe even right on Thanksgiving Day, the Monday of Thanksgiving. So, looking forward to that a lot. Discovered another new artist from Woolwich Township, thanks to Eric Halper, who is also sending us to Mark Higgins a little bit later on today. Carla is a new singer. She's been singing for a while. She has quite a repertoire, but I only know her by this song called The Last 2 Years. So that was Space Kitchen. My love to you. Rob H. from Rob Howell from Space Kitchen wrote to us and says, "Hello, Space Kitchen has a new single out if anyone is interested." I was. It's a 2-minute-and-34-second Beatle-esque song called My Love to You. And he sent us a link to a music file. And so that's in our music library, and we'll probably play that at some future time. Hoping to get Space Kitchen from Cambridge into the studio for an interview and maybe a live on-air in-studio performance. That'd be great. But they haven't done that before, so Rob Howell says he's going to chat with the rest of the band and see if they can come in to do that. Tim McInnes has written more music. We had Tim on the radio a few months back. He's that prolific piano player from, I think, London, Ontario, in that southwestern area at any rate. A couple of new songs, one called A Song Is Born, and I think we're just going to play that for a bit, and then we'll see if we can get Mark Higgins on the line and talk to him about the Canada's Teen Jam. Here's Tim McInnes.
Old school,
two new songs by Tim McGinnis. Song is Born, and the last one was Piano Carousel. I have on the line with me Mark Higgins from Canada's Teen Jam. Good morning, Mark. How are you? You are a promoter, an impresario, the producer for Canada's Teen Jam. What is that?
It's a program about discoveries, musical discoveries for teens with dreams. We started on January 22nd and leads up to our show exactly 7 months at the Wayback Festival during the day from 3 to 5 o'clock. And our mission was simple, to find, you know, the next generation superstars, the teens that need the help, the support, and are at a level where they can perform on a stage of this size and touch base with the reality of the big-time stars that play these stages and get them in an environment so they feel comfortable and they get used to playing in these type of situations. And we were fortunate, out of several submissions we've got, narrowed it down to six. So it's going to be a very, very strong musical day, and that the audience will witness, again, our next generation superstars, because quite frankly, there's no program like ours out there that just susses out the teens and helps support them through their important years. Yeah. Because when you're, I'm a jazz musician, I go way back, but in your teens is when you start to shine and flourish. And you, back in my day, I was fortunate enough to be able to get into the clubs at a very, very early age and play, because there was a club on every corner 6 nights a week. But now, you know, that's almost non-existent. So for the teens to get and jump to the big-time feel of the big stage production, the big audience, it's important. So our mission is to take this across Ontario, do another four cities in Ontario, and then, Bob, take it across Canada, do five cities in each city, and the master headlines and finalists will be in Kitchener.
Okay.
So that's the big plan, and we're actually on point to do all that.
Right.
And I'm excited. Kitchener is an incredible music city. And I've had a lot of success here, so I'm looking forward to really doing something for our musical teens.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else that's ever been along this line, you know. So this is exciting.
So this is happening.
We're breaking new ground. And, you know, Bob, when you look at all the teams that are into sports and they have arenas and programs in place, there's nothing for musical teens with dreams. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
So this, I'm certain, the talks that we're into with the various bodies of people out there, that this is going to change that. So there will be an awareness for our up-and-coming talent, and it's important, not just for the teens to get a great sense of worth and confidence and a place to play in a big-time environment, but it's also crucial for the music industry.
You said you have six bands performing on Saturday. Is this Saturday?
Well, they're not just bands, Bob.
No?
There's six. So there's solo artists as well.
Oh, okay. Solo artists.
There are two bands, and there are four solo artists, and aging to 18.
Okay. Can you give me a rundown, the names of the performers?
Well, let's just wait on that.
Ah.
I'm very nervous. Yeah. I don't want their friends going, hey, how come you got in? I didn't.
So the names haven't been announced yet. This is...
No, the names, okay. No, that'll be day of at the stage. Everybody will see them at the stage. And, of course, all the promo will come out after the stage. Everybody will know who they are. And for the ones that aren't there attending... They'll be on all over the press.
Okay, so this is actually more exciting than I thought. This is kind of like Kitchener's Got Talent.
Yeah, well, you know, Bob, it's never been done before. It's strictly teens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before my Aerosmith show, I had a series called Breaking Bands, and we had bands in their mid to late 20s, some early 30s, and that was successful. But that's today's generation. This is the new generation, Bob. These teens are the next gen stars and superstars.
Yeah.
And this is designed to bring them, you know, to bring them onto this platform and get them exposed to everybody.
Yeah.
So we're excited to be in Kitchener because, personally, I think Kitchener is the best music city in Canada.
We certainly have a lot of talent here locally. I've been playing just local musicians this morning. You know, people
great.
From Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo,
beautiful.
The five townships. Beautiful. We have enough that we could fill an entire show with just KW content music. So yes, very, very nice to have new talent showing up in the ranks. By all means, invite everybody out to listen to CKMS and send me an email at office@radiowaterloo.ca. Put KW Con in the subject line, and I'm happy to invite any new musicians into the studio, you know, for an interview and maybe a live on-air performance.
Well, that'd be great, Bob. I'm wondering how we could work that into the schedule. Now, perhaps shortly thereafter, interview the winners and the finalists, because they're all deserving of as much attention as they can get, mm-hmm. Bob.
Yes.
So, you know, this is a breakthrough moment. I can tell you that some of the teens are, and the parents are equally excited. It's a whole new world for me. I've never done this, obviously. Yeah. And I just can't get over the excitement. And I must say, professionalism of these young teens and how they're handling everything. Their demeanors are steady. They're, you know, they're focused. They're in line with their sound checks. They're dealing with everything accordingly. It's great.
Yeah. How did you get to choose who's performing? I mean, obviously they don't know yet, but what was the? How did people get involved in this in the first place?
Well, being a musician for years, long before I became a promoter, it's their feel, their interpretation of the song. When it's a singer, it's the intonation, you know, because a lot of young teens, their intonation isn't on point yet. So they need more instruction working with a piano player, getting, you know, when they go to the bridge, are they a little off key? You know what I mean by intonation.
Yeah.
So that's a factor. And basically the feel and the way they interpretate the songs. Now, this isn't an original showcase. I mean, some of the stuff is original, but it's all about their talent, whether it be guitar playing, singing, drumming, you know, in a band.
Right.
So it's driven by their actual natural talent, Paul.
Yeah. And how did they get a hold of you? How did they get
well,
to be involved
we did a,
in this?
You know, we did a launch January 22nd, and the Waterloo Record did a nice spread,
mm-hmm.
and City TV, you know, my publicist, you know, Eric, he sent a lot of stuff out.
Sends
we got
a lot of stuff
coverage.
My way, yes. Fills my inbox with new music all the time.
Yeah, so we got it got out there, and it accomplished what we wanted to. And, you know, again, this is not about the bling. This is about having these kids move forward from here and getting onto other festivals and in showcases so they can really get themselves and take over where the others are, you know, are possibly moving on.
Right.
So it's a big program, and it's a deep program, and it is about the teens advancing from this point.
Did I understand that this is the final stop of the tour, the Teen Jam?
No, this is...
This is just starting.
This is the beginning of the... I'm getting beeped, sorry, Bob. This is the beginning. This is the first stop.
Okay.
This is the first stop, Bob.
And then from here you go across Ontario, across Canada,
yeah.
And showcase the talents of the young people.
That's right. The mission, Bob, is to take, starting in Kitchener, because Kitchener is always going to be the nucleus and where the Teen Music Fest is going to be held next year, where, you know, we have all of Canada's representatives performing on the stage at Kitchener. That's the goal.
Right.
You know, building on Kitchener's platform to be the capital music city is one of the main goals here, as well as you know, getting all the teams to meet each other and, you know, enjoy each other's chops and performance and all that. So right. That's what we're heading for.
So you're leading off the day. I think the performances begin at 1 p.m.
No, actually, Bob, it's been changed to 3.
Oh, starting at 3 now. 3 to 5. And then that leads into the Way Back Festival with Kim Mitchell, Sass Jordan, and Connor Gaines in the evening.
So it's going to be a great evening. And if you look at the irony, we got the next gen stars coming out of this, and they're performing before our legends, our fabulous Canadian legends.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was a teen when I first heard of Kim Mitchell, so you know that.
Of course.
He goes way back.
Literally. Yeah, no, I hear you, Bob. Yeah. I like you love your music, and that's evident in this conversation. And that's important, because these teams have a lot of sounds, a lot of variety, and they're very diverse, so it's not one-dimensional, and as a lot of the radio stations are by design. So it's important that we get Canada's Teen Jam wrapped around our next-gen teens, right. Because these are the stars that are going to be headlining in a very few years, I might say, the festivals we have now, Bob.
Yeah. You've been doing this for a while, haven't you? Putting on concerts and promoting other musicians.
Yeah. Yeah, for a long time, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you give me a bit of background there?
Well, I'm the producer and owner of Big Music Fest. You guys, I brought Soundgarden, Jane's Addiction, Slash, Aerosmith, Bryan Adams, a bunch of great stuff to your venue, and you guys were great. Great attendance, did well, and I brought that across Canada as well as prior to that, 9 years of Big Music Fest. One of my highlights, I guess, Bob, was when I did a lot of shows producing with the Hip Live. Producing means you pay, market, and do all that, So it's a different role from promoting. But when I did the Hip to Bob Cajun, it was an overwhelming experience, and Universal Studios filmed it, and it's a great documentary. It's online. It was all over the TV networks a few years ago, but it's a fabulous documentary. Unfortunately, you'll see me on there, but that's even by past that, Bob. I was a friend of Gord, so we did some very good work together, and the Bob Cajun was quite special. I've been doing this, Bob, for 25 years, bro.
Yeah.
Promoting and producing. So it's time to kick back. And during COVID, watching the team suffer in so many different areas and them being left behind in so many areas, that's how it was born, Looking at what am I going to do to help? Well, go to music. That's gravitate towards what you do. So that's where this started. It started about a year and a half ago, but it launched this year because of, coming out of COVID was difficult for a lot of people. And I didn't want to be there with something brand new because they were preoccupied with catch-up, right?
Yeah, it really put a big crimp into a lot of people's careers.
It did. It changed. It changed the direction for a lot of the older artists. And it left behind a tremendous amount of young ones. Again, they're all doing catch-up now, right? So
yeah.
As many people that have teen musicians and all that, get out and support, get these teens to another. We got to get my program, Confident, will take them to a level they've never had before. And I'll just keep jamming the government until they say, okay, do this, and that. Because I don't think it's fair that they haven't had the opportunities that sports teens have had, so. Yeah, I'm going through with this no matter what, Bob.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing you've been doing for the kids. Really looking forward to seeing this on Saturday. So you
Great.
Say starting at 3, going till 5 o'clock, and then followed by the Way Back Festival with some superstars of Canadian rock. Mark Higgins, thank you ever so much for joining us for a bit of time here on CKMS Community Connections, and look forward to the show on Saturday.
Great, Bob. Thanks. Keep up the great music work, buddy, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Great. Bye, Mark.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Mark Higgins from Canada's Teen Jam, happening in Carl's Air Square, City Hall, Front Square, and we'll have an interview with some of the band members there in all likelihood. You've been listening to CKMS Community Connections for Monday, the 17th of July, 2023. My name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections is a production of Radio Waterloo. It is sponsored by Radio Waterloo. The executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Associate producer is Jeff Steger. CKMS Community Connections is heard every Monday at 11 o'clock and every alternate Friday at 3 p.m. We'll talk to you then.